Going in tonight, were you pretty relaxed and just going to run your race the way you, like you normally would have anyway?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We weren't even thinking points coming in. We knew we were out of it. And then you get the lovely draw and draw behind everybody else that you're battling with. It's just something that I saw from the beginning of the season that it would happen. But, I mean, we're just here to race and get tuned up for the Classic. If we could have snuck up there and got a W, it would have been fine, too.
Knowing where Barnes started, did you expect to see him or anticipate seeing him going by you?
No, and I mean, you know, hats off to those guys, but the field's pretty slim back there. I heard in 8 laps he was on my back bumper, so, I mean, there's not much back there. But, hey, hats off to him. He drove the wheels off it and got it up to the front. So, but I talked to him early tonight, and I think he said he was real tight and stuff, and I think it just played into his hand. It was, you're not going to do that every week the way things are right now, obviously, but that's cool that he was able to come from the back like that. That's good. Good for the fans, for sure.
Regular season's over. Still have one race to go to get that W.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot to be said for Classic and luck and, you know, circumstance and all that. But we have 3 real good race cars, and I'm sure that we'll, you know, I'm sure we got just as good a shot as anybody.
Kind of a weird season. I think you've actually said that before. It's kind of a weird season as far as how the cars have been driving and the track itself. And what's your overall take in the regular season? How it went for you?
Not very good. I'm not very happy. You know, I don't even want to cry foul or anything, but we changed the whole structure of I don't even know how long the track's been here, 60-some years. Changed the whole structure of everything from the beginning to the end. I just don't really understand. And now everybody, including a little kid in the grandstands, is looking and going, why is nobody passing each other? You know, you got Mike Barnes, you got one race, one guy that was able to do that through the course of the whole year. So it took something that was perfectly fine and we broke it real good. I just don't even really, I'm not smart enough to figure out what the problems are and I don't even want to try.
The sticky goo on the outside, did it help all this week at all?
Yeah, I think it helped the last 2 weeks. But all that is that's a Band-Aid is what it is, you know. You cut your nose off despite your face, you put a Band-Aid on top of it.
Dirt coming down on it for Super Dirt Week. What do you think the track surface is going to be like then?
It's so old, you're not going to hurt it. The dirt, we talked to, I didn't personally talk to him. I heard Johnny Benson set out at Sandusky, Ohio. They've put it on Berlin before. And it was an old surface then, like this. When they put it on, they use all straw and everything under the clay. And all that straw, like, absorbed a lot of the oils and stuff that were down in. So the track was actually a little bit better after. So they're not going to hurt this place. It's wore out.
Finally, going into the last race of the season, Classic, what do you do differently as far as going through the car for a 200-lapper that you wouldn't normally do for a 50-lapper, or is it pretty much the same thing?
Oh, it's, you know, it's a, that race is it's its own thing. I mean, you know, you safety wire a bunch of things and just try to make sure the stuff doesn't fall off of it. But, you know, setup-wise and stuff, we really don't change a lot on them, you know. Pull a little stagger, a little wing, and ride for 150 or 170 laps and hopefully you got a race car the last 30, and hopefully you don't spin out with 9 to go.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your pretty successful season, minus the wins?
I got to thank all the guys. I got a good bunch of guys that help, even though they're struggling to load the car right now. But they're a good bunch. And Royal Purple, G&I Homes, all those bean farmers. Joe Perry's leads the crew and comes up to the shop every week. The Knight boys from different parts of the state, just a lot of good people. Tom Scholl does the tires. He's been with me for years. And, of course, Nicotra, he's the one that knocks on all the doors and gets the money to put them all together.